Back in 1998, Tony Blair announced what was probably the most ambitious and extraordinary of Labour's policies. He announced that they would abolish all child poverty by the year 2020. He said it to a room full of poverty experts who were absolutely astounded. You could see their jaws drop because they knew how very difficult it would be. Britain has one of the highest rates of child poverty in the Western world, only America really higher. And that mostly is as a result of what happened in the 1980s, of what happened during that recession and during the Thatcher years. When in 1979, when Labour left office, one in seven children were poor. By the end of the 1980s, one in three children were poor, and that's what Labour inherited. So Tony Blair was determined to show that, in the end, the most important thing that a Labour government can do is to redistribute money to the very poorest families. And it has been ambitious, and it's been partially successful. But today's figures from this new report from the Rowntree Foundation, which does most of the monitoring of child poverty, suggest that they're going to be off by a long way. To hit the target by 2010, the halfway mark for abolishing child poverty, they would need to have put a great deal more money in. They'd need to put in another £4.1 billion. And they'd need to do that in this next upcoming budget in April. Well, is a government in this much trouble financially likely to find that kind of money? And after all, it's not just a one-off £4.1 billion, it's year after year after year. But if they don't do that, what this report shows quite convincingly and pretty definitely is that the government will only reach two-thirds of its target for the halfway mark, not the whole way there, which will be a big disappointment. It'll be one of the things that the Tories, if they come to power, will be able to say, well, look, Labour never achieved it, so we shall probably abandon the target too. And that will be a great sadness for Labour supporters and one of Labour's great failures, even though they've done more to lift more children out of poverty than any other government has ever before.